Cleveland Bistro.
Hey, is Mike in?
Speaking.
Hey, Mike, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. Looks like I got the online application that you filled out. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Wanted to catch you guys before you got into the swing of things. All right. So, yeah, it looks like you filled out the online application for, was it the working capital?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to kind of start with some basic stuff to confirm what we have here on file, and then we can kind of get into the thick of things here. So the name of the business, I'm seeing that is it Olay Bistro LLC?
Correct.
Okay, and you do business as, is it Roman Bistro?
Yes.
Okay, all right, got it. And as far as the ownership goes, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, Mike, do you go by Anthony or?
I go by Mike. My name is Anthony.
Your name's Anthony. Okay, cool. All right, same person. All right, I gotcha. And how long have you been in business for?
5 years.
5 years, okay. All right. So as far as our working capital programs go, we have, you know, a lot of different options. It kind of depends on what you're specifically looking to do. So why don't we start, just, you know, give me an idea of what you're trying to accomplish here and I can point you in the right direction.
I opened up another restaurant about a year ago.
Okay.
So I've been flooding a lot of money into there. So I just want to make sure I'm okay at my flagship here, Roman Bistro. So I need like 50 grand just to keep me rolling here because I dumped all my extra money into a new restaurant. So that's only been open a year. And so I'm going to get funded from somebody. So I'm looking for something where to, I don't like where these people are just sucking everything out of. One company told me they're just going to suck everything out of my account every day. I don't want that.
Okay.
I saw on your paperwork that you do up to 3 years.
Yeah. So we're on the unsecured side of things. So working capital, it's going to be no collateral attached to it. For those programs, they can be, the terms range anywhere from 3 months up to 3 years on the top end.
Right. So that's what I'm looking for. And something like that, and I just want to make sure I get through, you know, until next summer hits. So I just want to be comfortable.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, do you guys take a little dip throughout the winter months?
We do February, March mainly. I mean, we're busy for the holidays here from now through January.
Oh, okay.
You know, after January 1st, and then we got, you know, St. Patrick's Day, but February and March are slow months.
Okay, I gotcha. What type of restaurant is it?
This is Italian American, full service, 7 days a week, lunch,
dinner, okay, nice,
brunch on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean,
cool.
We're steady all the time. This is the first year we took a slight dip in our numbers.
Okay. All right. And how about, you know, for those numbers, what do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
$2 million.
$2 million. All right. Are you tracking to be right around $2 million for this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
I do like 150 in credit card sales. Rest of this cash a month.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And how soon were you looking to bring the funds on? Like, ideally, if everything worked out, when would you want them in the account?
By 1st of December.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And then, you know, as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
I'm in the middle. It's I get pinged a lot because I own a couple businesses. I own a couple houses, and I own about 8 cars. And
oh, sure. So
my numbers get pinged a lot, but my credit's good.
Okay. All right. No previous bankruptcies or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay, nice. All right. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
I did one. It wasn't in work. I did one through Rewards Network, and they're on my tail again trying to get me to do another one. It's more like a marketing they say it's a marketing program. They send people in, you know, with miles. It's called a Rewards Network. So they like for example, they'll give me like 30 grand for 42,000. I'm like, that's crazy. And they said, yeah, but you have to look at it this way. It's all marketing because they market my restaurant by letting people come in using their Chase card, and it's tied to my restaurant, so they get double points.
They just
fund off of their car. So they just, and they won't, they only take money off of people that they send me.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they charge you to send their customers in and they get something out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if it's mutually beneficial, cool, but it definitely sounds good for them.
But I did that like 2 years ago. They gave me like 23,000 and I was like, oh my God. But it's all paid back. It's long gone.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see. Okay, so we're looking for about 50,000. It's going to be for kind of general cash flow, understandable as you got the other venture that you're trying to get up to speed. We want to get this in place by the beginning of December. Okay. So, you know, some initial feedback for you right now is, you know, looking at your sales. So you do about 2 million in sales. So the way these programs work are it's lending, it's based off of your sales. So typically we're able to get, you know, usually 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. Obviously, you know, you would qualify for a whole lot more than what you're asking for. So that puts us in a pretty good starting position. So I can comfortably say 50,000 should be something we should be able to get you to. Now, is 50,000 kind of a hard number for you, or is there a range that we'd be willing to work with?
Yeah, it's a range. I mean, it's not like I have 50 earmarked for anything, you know?
Okay.
I was just thinking that would be good.
Okay. Now,
but if I had a line of credit, it would even be better, you know?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, if you gave me a line of credit for 80, that'd be great, and I'd just use what I need when I needed it.
Okay. Now, I can give you some quick feedback on that too, right? I'm all about giving you some information up front. So we do lines of credit. Typically, it's going to be a little smaller than that. Our standard lines are either 20 or 40,000. And you got to qualify for them, obviously. So what I might be able to do is if you are interested in a line of credit and it's not really going to be enough to cover your full needs, what we could do is kind of patch it together. Because obviously, you know, the unsecured cash has a cost to it, right? So you don't want to take more than what you actually need. So what I can do is get you qualified for, you know, a comfortable amount, and then see if we can also qualify for a line of credit that we can tap on, kind of in addition to it. So it gives you some breathing room. So, you know, if you have the unsecured cash that we deposited in there, obviously you're going to be making payments back on it, right? So a lot of times, you know, you don't want to borrow more than what you need because it's expensive, but you don't want to borrow too little because you're going to be paying it back. If I'm able to get that line of credit in there, it gives you a little kind of breathing room, a cushion to make it a little more comfortable. So I think it would probably be a good match if we can get some sort of combination like that in place.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me see. Sorry, I'm waiting for my computer screen to load here. Okay. All right. Now, have you applied for working capital other places? I know you said you talked to a few people, but they're just trying to squeeze everything out. Like, what sort
of? Yeah, I haven't given. You're the only person. For some reason, last night I was like, just let me fill this thing out. So I did it, and I was skeptical on putting my social and all that shit down there because I told you I get pinged a lot. So I did give it to you. I'm not until you give me a rate that I think is ridiculous, or if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to apply at three different places at the same time. I do have Rewards Network. The rep was in here from Harrisburg, PA yesterday, and I'm in Pittsburgh, so she was 4 hours out of her way trying to get my business again.
Oh, wow.
I told her, just email me the new program, what you guys got. I said, I'm not going to give you any of my, she wanted my credit card statements and everything. I said, no, I'm not saying yes yet. I said, give it to me so I have something to compare it with because I am going to get funding from somebody.
Sure.
So, but you're the only one I gave it to right now, but I have you, and then I have another one in front of me called Funding something, I don't know. So I was gonna look at three of them, so it just depends on what you come back to me with.
Okay,
I'm not officially applying, so you're not going to see all that shit on my credit report.
Cool, and that's actually, you know, that's an important thing to remember. I know you mentioned you got a lot of dings on there. You know, when you do apply, obviously people are going to pull your credit, so it's going to drop it. Now, I am actually able to do this entire process without pulling the credit. I do a soft pull, so I can actually get the full credit report, but it doesn't count as an inquiry to you, so it's not gonna ding you or anything like that. It won't even show up as an inquiry on the report.
Oh, cool.
And then as far as, you know, a rate goes, so I just want to let you know, like, if this is your first foray into, like, these actual programs, a lot of times there's a little sticker shock there, all right, because it's unsecured cash. It is a little more expensive than a traditional line where, you know, you have it backed by a home equity, something like that. All right, so not trying to get rich off you or anything, but there definitely is a cost. I'm going to get you qualified for the best rate possible, and then we can kind of, what I'll do is I'll get you approved for probably the largest amount. It's going to be a little more than what you're looking for, but we can work backwards from there. So I'll get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we can kind of go over the amount that we think makes the most sense and then fit a term that matches that. Now, did you have an idea of what type of term you were looking for? Like I said, they go 3 months to 3 years.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, you know, 24 months.
Okay, and that's a good starting point, because it's difficult to get the 3 years, so right off the bat, I want to let you know, 2 years usually is the top of what I see for first-time borrowers. We get a little flexible after we establish a relationship, but for the first time around, 2 years usually the max. Now, what is kind of like the bigger priority for you, having that comfortable payment or the total cost of the loan? Because a lot of times when you stretch it out, a couple things happen, all right? So when you stretch it out, the rate goes up a little because you have the money for longer, but your payment goes down, making it more comfortable. So there are a couple situations where people prefer different things. They either want to have a lower total payback, where they're paying a little more each month, or they want to have a comfortable payment and they're willing to stretch it out and pay a little extra in the long run. So where do you...
A comfortable payment right now is a little bit more... Yeah, I mean, granted, I may be sticker shocked, but, you know, if I'm paying, you know, that Rewards Network wanted me to pay like $700 a day. I'm like, are you crazy? I mean, how much money do you think the restaurant makes? Yeah. So I'll be bankrupt. And, you know, you start sucking that money out of my account, I won't be able to pay anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Now, on that rewards one, was that taken straight off of the credit card sales, or was it coming out of the actual bank account?
It was coming out of the credit card sales.
Okay. Now, I do have both of those options available. You know, if you like it, you know, just a daily percentage out of your credit card sales, we can do that. Some people like it, some people don't. The other more traditional way is just having, you know, your fixed payment that we set you up with that automatically gets deducted out of the account.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, cool. I'll put a note in on that, and we'll get you some options for it. All right. Okay, so I think I have a pretty clear picture of at least what we want to accomplish and kind of what's important to us. So the next step is going to be simply to get you qualified to see exactly what we're working with. So obviously I'm going to need a few things from you. It's going to be, let me see. I want to try to check exactly what you filled out online here so we don't have to double things up.
I mean, I filled everything out.
Yeah. Okay, so I think what I'm going to need, it's going to be 6 months of business bank statements.
Okay.
And then the most recent... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Here's what you need to do. Send me an email to mike@romanbistro.com.
Absolutely.
And
what I'll do,
tell me what you need, and what I'll do is I'll send you PDFs of everything that you need, and I'll have them back to you right after my lunch hour's over.
That's the best way to do it, easiest way. I just want to run through it real quick to make sure we have everything, that it's no questions or anything. So it's the bank statements, the tax return. Do you guys have 2015 finished for the tax return?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then it'll also be 4 months of the processing statements, the merchant processing statements.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. I'll send you an email with that list, and then on the email, you'll have all of my direct contact info, so you'll have my direct line and my email. You can always shoot me an email. I'll get right back to you.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it out now. If you have any questions, let me know.
Expect that it'd be like 2:00 Eastern. Where are you calling me from?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm in San Diego, California, so I'll have the rest of the afternoon. I'll get you. If you get it to me at that time, I'll submit it by the end of the day today.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, nice.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.